This is Vectis Radio. I've just been joined by two visions of loveliness. We have a lady I spoke to on the phone yesterday. It was Julie. Was it Julie Hickman? Julie Hickman. I remember the name because I used to go to school with a lad called Terry Hickman. And, of course, you won't be related, will you?
No.
And we've also got Katie.
Yep.
And you're from the El Mountbatten Hospice.
I am indeed, yeah.
But you're not.
No, I'm not. I am somebody who actually live in Benbridge. And the reason why I'm here is I've been supporting the St. Helens Village of Angels 2014. And
sorry, can I just ask you, talking at a microphone, it won't bite you, honestly. All right?
I've got to get closer.
That's it. Lovely. Lovely. Thank you.
So it's the St. Helens Village of Angels, which is up and running at the moment. You may have seen, it's been in the county press, there are over 100 angels this year throughout St. Helens, and they've been supported by local businesses, local communities, and the main charity for that group of 100 angels is the St. Helens Playgroup to support its ongoing activity during the year. But separate to that, a couple of us in Benbridge who've been looking at doing some art activities recently felt that we would like to make a contribution to the Village of Angels, and we created our own angel in St. Helens called the Hospice Angel. It's called the Angel of the Key, and we thought it would kind of be a bit of fun, make people laugh, make people smile, and we just wanted to raise the awareness of the role of the hospice within the community, because sometimes, particularly this time of year, we kind of reflect and think kind of how important it is, and perhaps celebrate and just sort of think about what it kind of means to have that important kind of activity within our on the Isle of Wight.
Do you know what? You've got a lovely community over there, haven't you? Because I know Jonathan Bacon was involved
yes,
in it, and I heard the show that he put together, and it just seemed a lot of warmth coming out of that show.
It is, and I think it's amazing how many people have come forward. Primarily, we've used recycled materials where we can. There's been quite a lot of humour. There's quite a lot of fun. It's for all ages, so you can wander around with young people, you can drive with your cars, and there's an amazing number of angels, and it's great during the day, and it's also great at night because a lot of them have got sort of lights on them. So there is actually a guide to where all the angels are, which can be found at the Vine Inn and St. Helens. So if any of you want to have a drink over Christmas and a wander, pop in there, and the local shops have got a guide as well. And if you feel you wish to donate to the St. Helens Playgroup, great. And also, particularly from the hospice point of view, which is where I'm really coming from, if you want to make some sort of donation or contribute to the Benbridge hospice shop, that would be fantastic. But the angel that we put together is in St. Helens, and it's on between two properties in Nelson's Quay, which is near Brading Haven. And it was important to me to have it there because a very good friend, Gillian Stanbridge, who works at the hospice, lives at one property. And not only does she do her job, she does much more than that in the community, raises funds, does things for people way beyond her job description. And I just wanted to support her and celebrate what she does. And also on the next property, a gentleman there lost his partner who was supported in the hospice, so it's felt right to have it in that particular position and do something that was kind of fun and kind of interesting.
Do you know, it never ceases to amaze me about the togetherness that we have here on the island. We moan and groan a lot of the time, but when it comes down to things like the El Mountbatten Hospice and the Walk the Wight that we do as well, the people that come together, it's incredible. I remember doing an outside broadcast about 10 years ago in the pouring rain, and it literally rained for the whole of the walk, and yet there were thousands of people that were walking, and there were thousands of people cheering on those thousands of people, and you sort of stood there and you watched all these people milling by soaking wet through, and you think, oh, what a wonderful thing that is. I mean, we're all moany groany sometimes, but every year we sort of come together and we do this wonderful thing. And when you mention things about, you know, this thing that you're doing in St. Helens and Benbridge, I think thing is not the word to use, but I mean it's just a wonderful thing, because you will see all of these people come together, and it's just a lovely, lovely feeling.
There's no boundaries. Young people have made their angels, older people from a whole range of different businesses, activities, shops, the Scouts, all sorts of groups. And it was initially kicked off by somebody called Lee Jackman, who did it last year, and it's grown a lot more this year, and it's grown quite organically, which is fantastic. There's no sort of control, there's no boundaries. People just do what they feel they want to do in memory of somebody or for fun or recycling things that are particular to them. So I love that sort of side of it. People can just chip in as much as they wish.
How can people get involved? Is there a website where they can find out more details?
It's on Facebook. The Village of St Helens Village of Angels is on Facebook. So take a look at that. Pop into the Vine Inn to get the guide to see where all the angels are. If you feel you'd like to support us by making a donation can be made for the St Helens Playgroup in the Vine Inn and the local shops. That's to ensure that people are trained in first aid and so on to keep the group going and keep the younger members of the community active and together and involved. But also, if you wish to support the hospice, and Katie can talk a bit more about why it's important to support the hospice, obviously there's the usual outlets for the hospice and for donating, but there is a shop in Bembridge and people can bring donations, or if they wish, obviously the usual kind of bric-a-brac and clothing, and donate in that way if they feel that that's appropriate.
Okay.
But we want people to enjoy it and to smile, and if they actually, that's what they get out of it and they feel good and it's Christmas, that's great too.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. We'll speak to Katie now, because as I say, the last time I spoke to someone about this was quite a long time ago, and we had a guy come in, and I was trying to describe him. I can't remember what his name was. He had a lovely grey beard and he had lovely grey hair, and he looked like a guy that we used to work with. I don't know whether you know him, Alex Dyke. He used to look like his dad.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, he told us this one amazing thing, that it costs at that time £5,000 a day to run. Now, I'm guessing that it's gone up since then.
It has slightly, yeah. I mean, a year we have to raise over £3 million from local community or from grants and trusts and other income generation streams. So, I mean, I want to say thank you to Julie for all the work and the time and effort that she's put into, and to think of the hospice as part of this larger event. I think we're always overwhelmed by the ideas and the support and the amount, the lengths that people are willing to go to support the hospice, and that's never ending. Just every week someone walk in, email, call us and say, we're thinking of doing this for you, you know. And it's great. We really rely on that support of the local community, and we're very, very lucky. And every year, yes, it is a struggle, and that contributes massively to not only the funds, but also the awareness of the hospice, that it's there. There's lots of people who luckily haven't had to use the services, but there are a lot of people who have or know someone. And just that awareness of what the hospice is and what it's like there, how welcoming and how a lot of living happens there, it's quite nice to get that across to people. In case in the future someone they know might need to use a service, less daunting. So these exact sorts of activities raise funds, which are very important. You know, we can't do anything without the funds. But raising awareness and that feeling that Julie's, you know, saying and putting across is a feeling that's at the hospice and people should know is there if they ever need to be there.
It's one of those things where the cold light of day, the cold facts are that someone, most people, are going to be touched by the Earl Mountbatten Hospice in some way, whether it's a parent, whether it's a grandma, whether it's yourself, you know, it's one of those things, unfortunately. Mm. So I just look at it and think, you've got to support it, haven't you? I really have.
Definitely, and also what we're quite keen to get across to people is it's not just the building in Newport. We have the day centre, the John Cheverton Centre, we have the ward, we have a huge community team, four different teams that work in the community, because a lot of people want to be at home. We also have a palliative care team in the hospital, and we've also been working with care homes to make sure that they are up to date and have had some training in how to look after people at the end of their lives. So what we do reaches a lot further than just the building in Newport, which is quite important, because you see exactly why we need those funds. It's for quite a big operation, so yeah.
You've got a bit of a job on there, haven't you?
It is, but it's a great place to work, I have to say. And the patients and their families and the people who work there and the clinical staff are inspirational in what they do. I wouldn't ever be able to do the job of any of the people that work on the ward or in the day centre or the community team. I think it's inspirational, but I'm pleased I can do my part and help raise the funds to support it.
How long have you been there yourself?
I've been there for a year. Yeah, okay. And some of the other, we've got a lot of long-standing volunteers and staff members, anything from 25, 20, 10, 15 years. And Julie mentioning Gillian in particular, the work that she does is complementary therapies at the John Cheverton Centre. And that's for patients and even their friends, family and carers who might need a massage, their nails done. They need that therapy and that time out. So a lot of what we do is not only just with patients, but it's also with their family and their carers, bereavement. They might need some support. It's quite wide-reaching.
So, just so for instance, people are listening now. I'm thinking ideas. I'm thinking how to raise money and raise funds and awareness and things like that. How do people get involved? How do people, if they come up with an idea, who do they have to go to see?
Okay. At the moment, we've got a really great campaign going until March. It's called Challenge 1000. So what we're saying is we're going to challenge 1,000 people to raise £100 each, which collectively would raise £100,000. And that's any idea you might have to raise £100. You can go online and sign up for this for a pack. So if you pledge to raise £100, you get a free T-shirt and a pack that helps you and guides you along the way. And that just is really open to anyone with any kind of idea. Otherwise, they can call the fundraising office, which is 528989, or go onto our website and have a look at some of the previous that's happened, other people, the ways they've supported us, or to see any campaigns we're running at the moment they'd like to jump on and get involved in. So this is a time of year where people are quite reflective, as you said, about people that they've lost or ways that they can support charities. It's a very charitable time of year, so if people do feel that they'd like to look into a little bit more, perhaps even for the new year, and Walk the White will be coming up in the new year, so
How many people are gonna walk this year?
It's our 25th anniversary. 25 years it's been going for.
It's
now
be a big one.
It's going to be a big one, so we're hoping for at least 10,000 people to walk this year. In our previous anniversary year, we had 12,500 walk. So it's going to be a big year this year. We've got lots of different offers and deals. So we'll be launching on the 9th of January. So as people come back and they're hopefully thinking, oh, New Year's resolution, I'm going to get fit, get healthy, they might sign up for Walk the White in the new year. So we'll be back with a bit of that in the new year.
Does it ever cease to amaze you, the kindness, the generosity, the hard working of, Ireland people?
It's inspirational. It's constant. It's people who have and haven't dealt with the hospice, people who perhaps sometimes have never been to the building, but they just connect completely with what we do. And as I say, just the imagination and the ideas that people come up with, and they just say, are you happy for us to do this? And we'll do everything. And that's amazing, And I think there's a lot of work, time and effort, and people give up a lot of their time and their money to support the hospice, and we're really grateful, and we want to say thank you to everyone.
I mean, it's incredible because, I've lived here most of my life, and there is that element of, we don't like change, us Islanders, for some reason. We don't like change. We're a bit moany-groany sometimes, and it's hard to believe that those kind of attitudes, those don't like change, not in my backyard kind of people, are the ones that really get off their backsides and put money in tins and go around and raise a lot of money. It's incredible, isn't it, the change?
Yeah.
Sometimes we've got to look at ourselves and think, hang on, there's a massive, huge, positive stuff there, and we don't build on it, and maybe we should.
Well, come and see the Village of Angels. I think that demonstrates the positivity of a community that we've got, albeit focusing on St Helens. The Angels are in place till the 2nd of January, so when people have had their Christmas lunches or their meals, or perhaps they're overindulged, walk round with the family, with young people, drive around if that's difficult for you, just explore, because there are a lot of angels during the day and during the night that sort of show up. And perhaps also I could just say a couple of thank yous. Lee Jackman and Annabelle Clark have done a lot of work on getting this all up and running, which is fantastic. And if I could thank the people involved in the Angel that I've been part of, that's myself, Wendy Hodges and Richard Hodges, who's done all the practical work in hoisting up the Angel to be on a balcony, and Gillian Stanbridge from the hospice, and also Nigel Holland. He also has a wing of the Angel on his property. Thank you to him, and thank you to Katie and the hospice team for helping us to promote more widely the Village of Angels project, which is good for all of us.
You sit on the phone, you could talk for England.
I'm sorry, am I talking too much? I apologise to the listeners. You'll be recruiting me next.
Is there a website we can find out some details about the Omat Baton Hospice? How we can get involved, even make donations?
Definitely. It's www.iwhospice.org. That's our hospice website. There's a donate now button at the top, so you can go and find out different ways you can donate. There's news, there's lots of different information in there, and if anyone would like further information, our John Cheverton Centre is open to the public Monday to Friday, or they can always give any one of us a call, and we can provide extra information. We'd really welcome them popping over to the website to have a look.
Yeah. Okay. Katie and Julie. I knew I was getting there. I was just working it out.
You can call me Jules.
All right, Jules. Jules and
Jules Hickman. It's
like it? Thank you, ladies. Have a lovely, lovely Christmas. Hopefully, we'll be seeing you in the new year.
Yeah. Happy Christmas to you. Thank you.